The rise of new COVID infections is prompting ever more questions about how people should respond. The CDC added to the sobering picture of the pandemic's impact in the U.S. Life expectancy has fallen by a year and a half. That is the largest one-year decline since World War II. Black and Hispanic Americans were hit the hardest, at times dropping by more than 3 years. The big decline is mainly due to the pandemic. John Yang looks at some of the key questions people are asking now as the Delta variant spreads.
Judy, while new cases are rising in all 50 states, the heaviest concentrations are being reported in the Deep South and a few other states like Missouri. More than 99% of new hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated. And even though deaths remain very low, there's new anxiety about where the pandemic could be headed in this country. Dr. Renit Mashouri is a professor of family medicine at Georgetown University and senior medical advisor to Physicians for Human Rights. She also advises WETA, which owns the NewsHour. Dr. Mashouri, thanks so much for being with us. How concerned should people, especially people who are already fully vaccinated, how concerned should they be about the current situation?
I think we shouldn't freak out, but we should be concerned. The pandemic is not over. It's not over globally, and it's not over in the United States. So I think that some caution, even if you're fully vaccinated, is fully warranted, given how fast and how wide the Delta variant is spreading.
Explain to us how someone who's fully vaccinated could get infected right now. And once infected, how likely is the chance that they'll transmit or pass the virus along?
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is the so-called breakthrough infections. And I want to make sure that people recognize that they are normal and they're expected, and it's not unusual to have breakthrough infections. And there's nothing different about the COVID vaccines and other vaccines in that regard. The vaccines, however, work as they should, and they prevent disease, they prevent hospitalizations and death, as you mentioned. But I would liken it to wearing a seatbelt in a car. So you're in a car, you put your seatbelt on, you can still get involved in an accident. You could still bump against somebody, but the seatbelt would protect you. You're not going to fly through the windshield. So I think thinking about the COVID vaccine in the same manner, it is very protective. It does a good job at preventing you from getting very sick, from dying, from being hospitalized. But you can still have some, you can still be infected. Most likely, if you are infected, you will either have no symptoms or very, very light symptoms.
Should people who are fully vaccinated go back to start wearing masks? A lot of people stopped once they got the fully vaccine. And the CDC guidelines are that if you're outdoors and indoors, you can go without.
I think it depends on your on one's personal characteristics and the setting. So, for example, I don't wear a mask. I'm fully vaccinated. I don't wear a mask when I'm in my house, when I visit friends who are fully vaccinated, or when I have when I go outside. But I do wear a mask if I'm in a room with other people, many of whom may not be vaccinated, or I don't know their vaccination status. I wear a mask inside restaurants and stores. Anytime there is a gathering and you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, I think it's prudent to wear a mask. Also, if you have family members who are more at risk, children who cannot be vaccinated or sick family members, or you yourself are at a higher risk because you're older or you're immunocompromised, I think all of these situations and settings are is when I would recommend wearing a mask, even if you're fully vaccinated.
Talked about if your immune system is somehow compromised. Should those people be thinking about getting an extra shot, a third dose if you got the mRNA vaccines? And along those lines, are people thinking, what's the latest thinking about booster shots?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the most common questions I've been getting these days. You know, with a 50% vaccination rate around the United States and the Delta variant spreading, there is definitely an urgency to get more people vaccinated. But I'm not convinced that a third dose is what we need right now. First of all, the science is not really there about whether it's warranted for the general population. Perhaps it is for vulnerable people or those who are immunocompromised. But I also want to point out something, looking at it through a public health lens or a health equity lens. We need more people in the United States and across the world to get their first and second shot, not to start worrying about getting a third shot. So if you think globally, for example, for every one person being vaccinated in a low-income country, about 117 people get vaccinated in a high-income country. And this is the type of inequity that is hurting all of us. If we want to slow down the pandemic, and I think we all do, the priority should be to get people to get their first and second shots as soon as possible, rather than start worrying about providing a third dose to some people who already had a full dose of the vaccine.
Dr. Renit Mashouri of Georgetown University, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.